Let's get to the fifth round pick. Because, Tony, you emailed me about him, and I'm really interested to talk about that. And that's John Lester. So John Lester last year helps Cubs win a World Series. He was taken after his teammate Jake Arrieta, taken after Johnny Cueto, taken after David Price, after Yu Darvish. And then you get to Johnny Lester, who was taken before Chris Archer, before Carlos Carrasco. Lester is the ace of Ray Flowers' staff. Lester has his own issues. He's very particular in certain things, as we saw in Game 7. But one of these particularities no longer applies. Tony, why don't you explain?
Yeah, so John Lester is one of those guys that has a personal catcher. It's been David Ross throughout the years. David Ross is retired now in management for the Chicago Cubs. It is actually a big sample size of data involving David Ross. David Ross has caught for John Lester for 578 innings, which is a huge number when you think about it. That's 3 years of pitching. And basically, he has an ERA of 2.75 with David Ross as the catcher, so under three with Ross as a catcher. Then he has 1,425 innings without David Ross as a catcher. He has a 3.71 ERA, so a run difference without Ross behind the plate. Now, when you're familiar with someone, you get changes. You get changes in your routine as a ball player. That has to affect you. Now we're talking about a 33-year-old pitcher. I would pencil him in somewhere 3.34 for an ERA this year. And this will be something interesting to watch with Lester and not having Ross behind the plate. And usually when we have statistics like this, it's a small sample size. This is 2,000 innings of data.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there's something to be said there, and it's interesting what Tony brings up, because when I go out to the park, I want to ask some people, not necessarily with the Cubs, like how it would affect a pitcher. I think it's an interesting point. And then you look at some of the advanced metrics, and it's pointing to regression anyway. He was 19-5 last year with a 2.44 ERA, but the FIP was 3.41, and the xFIP was 3.47. The strikeout rate was down, and the strand rate was like the highest of his major league career at 84.9%. So I think there's some natural regression there anyway. Steamer has him at 14-9 with a 3.34 ERA and 8.89 K per
so
nine.
So they built in the fact that Ross not going to be there already, almost giving him a point on the ERA.
I don't know if they looked at Ross necessarily like Tony did, it's but I think they're especially looking for regression based on some of those advanced metrics that I mentioned.
Advanced
the 85% strand, the 85% strand rate is crazy when you think about that, and that's certainly not something that's going to happen again. That's a little crazy. We go years past 71, 76, 73.
Is he an ace? Is he a fantasy ace, John Lester?
Ray Flowers is counting on it.
Yeah. If you have a really good offense, I think you can get away with it. Especially you can't. You can't chase wins, as they say, right? But that team's going to win 100 games.
Yeah, 100 games, good defense around them.
But I'm worried, as we just heard from Tony, I'm worried about that ERA. I'm worried about that point, essentially, on the ERA from John Lester and him trying to figure it out with, like, who is their – is Miguel Montero their backup catcher still?
Yeah, he's the backup.
Right, because Wilson Contreras is going to start. Like, not, I have to imagine –
he's not going
to
be a –
yes, Scott.
I can't believe Montero would be his guy, though. He's not very good defensively.
Well, by the way,
I don't think Contreras should be this guy either.
Well,
I don't think he wants to throw to a young guy.
His catcher.
I don't think he wants to throw to a young guy.
He doesn't want 40 pass balls.